Good morning. You're with Josh and Julie in the mornings, and we're excited to welcome to the show our very special guest, Shane Everett of Shane and Shane. How are you?
Good morning.
First up.
Most important question of the day, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. Right. What's up with the band name, Shane and Shane? Where did that come from?
Are you super proud of how creative it is?
It's so creative. Shane's coming with his friend Shane, so Shane and Shane are coming. Oh,
I'm so disappointed. I was hoping that you guys were like on an AOL chat room for fans of Simon and Simon, and so that just like naturally developed.
There you go.
Well, if you need to, you know, kind of outsource some new name ideas, our recommendations would be Shane's Chair, maybe Big Daddy Shane, possibly for King and Shane.
Yeah.
They're not the most original, but...
Yeah, but hey, it's kind of on point for where we are already. So.
This week, the new album, The Worship Initiative, Volume 1, is out, and it's really a dream come into life for y'all, right?
Yeah, you know, we've been in the process of the last few years creating an online resourcing site for worship leaders and musicians called The Worship Initiative, and we've recorded 120 songs, actually. This is just our first, like, real release.
Yeah.
Off of that. Off
did you
of that
say 120?
Size. Yeah, I did.
That's
I said
lot.
120. It's 120. Yes, it is a lot of songs.
It's and a so really we, LP.
it's crazy, and not just we just didn't record the songs. We did teaching videos on every instrument on every song with motion graphics, and so like right now there's over 1,000 videos, training videos on. TheWorshipInitiative.com. It's pretty crazy. So we've been working hard over the last few years. So it's kind of like our, you know, I guess like our debut of what we're doing in general and where our heart is to kind of resource the church and musicians and worship leaders and people who love to sing worship songs, really like putting those songs, kind of filtering through the context of scripture and the word of God and really seeing people love the word of God and to really be able to proclaim the truths of that book through the songs that they already love to sing. And so for us, it's just like a dream come true to really, really infuse the songs that we're already singing in the church with the word. And man, that's really our heart to do that. And not just for worship leaders, but for the guy or gal in a cubicle today, you know, to say, man, have you heard this song? It comes from the word of God. It's so crazy that this ancient book is so relevant to life today, you know? So anyway, like our heart is to really highlight the word of God in the light when the songs we're already loving to sing. So yeah, that's the worship edition. So there you go.
Now you mentioned you wanted to do songs that people already knew and loved and to provide resources to perform those in churches and stuff. What is your favorite song out of maybe not the whole 120, but at least volume one?
Well, okay. On this record, there's a song called All the Poor and Powerless, which our friends All Sons and Daughters wrote. And we loved that song. And when we heard that song, we really felt like it really captured the heart of the gospel. You know, that for all the poor and all the powerless, there is a gospel. There is a reality of who God is and who God can call you to be in this world today, that he can give you hope. He can give you a future, that he can give you life and life to the full if you trust and call on him. And because he's done that for us, we want to shout it from the rooftops. We want to shout it from the mountains. That he is God, and he is the one who provides those things. And so we love that song, and it's been a really big encouragement to us and our families, as well as some testimonies of people that we see on the road and just in life, you know?
What do you do when you hear your songs on the radio? Do you crank it up, or are you like, oh, that song again?
I usually say, I can't believe my song's on the radio.
Did you grow up listening to Christian radio?
When I became a Christian, yes. Yeah. I didn't become a Christian until my senior year in college. So Christian radio is, I mean, like now that's like 18 years. So yes, I listened to Christian radio when I was a kid. I guess 18 years.
18 is a kid.
18 years. 18 is a kid, yeah. But I love Christian radio. And before, I didn't even really know that Christian radio existed. Before I knew Jesus, I usually listened to cassette tapes. I'd make cassette tapes. You guys make cassette tapes?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I would make cassette tapes off of MTV. Can you believe that?
You hold a microphone up to the boombox and
I would like come out of my television into a cassette deck, like, cuz I had this, my dad had this little stereo system, and I'd make tapes off of MTV.
That is fancy.
So lame. It was so fancy. Making sweet mixtapes.
The early 90s were special, weren't they?
Yeah, it was, when MTV actually played music.
Uh-huh. You know? Well, let's switch gears a little bit for our Life Songs lightning round. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Oh, Instagram.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Rainy or sunny day?
Sunny.
Call or text?
Call.
Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Crunchy.
Disney or Universal Studios?
Disney.
Sunscreen or giant floppy hat?
Neither.
Paperback or Kindle?
Paperback.
Ice cream or snowball?
Ice cream.
Beach volleyball or frisbee?
Beach volleyball.
Build a sandcastle or dig a sand pit?
That's the same thing.
Lemonade or sweet tea?
Lemonade.
And finally, Shane or Shane?
Shane.
All right.
Good.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are doing something here on Thursday mornings. We have Taste Test Thursdays where we sample different treats. Like, we've tried seven different flavors of Pop-Tarts, Oreos. Do you have anything that you suggest that we taste test next?
Ooh, what should you taste test? Man, that sounds fun. Well, I mean, cookies is always a good one.
It sounds fun, but by like the fourth hour of it, you start to feel less pleased.
It's a little pleased
with cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do cereals. Cereals would be fun.
Cereal.
Because I think cereals is pretty practical.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
I think that would be good. I mean, it's like, you know, and then you've got pizza, which is kind of hard, especially if it's in the morning. Chicken wings would be fun.
I like where you're going with this. Let's get into the
meats. Yeah, I mean, we got all kinds of stuff.
Ribs versus wet.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're talking. Different steakhouses in town.
Well, thanks again.
But you guys are in New Orleans. How about beignets?
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
We'll broadcast live from Cafe Du Monde or something.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What's next for you guys?
What's next? Just, you know, traveling a little bit, working on the worship initiative, and then just being dads, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like every day is like, what am I doing today? It's just like, I feel like I'm wrangling kids and loving it, you know? Shane and I both have three daughters individually, which is so wild. And so when you ask, like, Universal or Disney, I mean, like, my oldest is 8, so it's like, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck not going to Disney.
You know what I'm saying? It's Disney, and everyone's dressing up like characters from Frozen.
Exactly. Yeah. So we dress up like characters every day.
Yeah.
Here. Like, it's like, you don't have to be a Disney to dress up like Elsa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's every day around here. So we love it, and it's an adventure. So we love it. We love having these little girls around. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Shane, and good luck with the worship initiative and with touring and with whatever big decisions come y'all's way. I know that God's going to give you wisdom, and it's going to be great.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
And tell all the princesses that we said hello.
We'll do it. I'll do it. All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Shane.
Bye-bye.